Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, v'siyata d'shmaya b'inyana lo v'shemayimi eina b'racha lo b'rasha l'cha d'ishtavu me'ato. We've already seen v'siyata d'shmaya niflos, v'anachem namshich be'ezrat Hashem. V'bashiur ha'kodem, acharei she'hitzagnu et sedrat ha'kushiyot b'shiur ha'rishon, בשיעור הקודם אנחנו למדנו את היסוד that there is a opinion מן השמיים. That opinion is a valid opinion. Just if there are other mitigating factors, there are other more valid opinions, for example, רויב, down here on the earth, then that opinion isn't קויבה, it doesn't establish the הלכה. But that השמיים's opinion is an opinion. It's an opinion. It's just not קויבה להלכה. If it goes against other rules of psak. That was the Yisod HaDvarim, ואנחנו למדנו את התוספות במסכת יבמות, בב מציע יבמות יודלת, בב מציע נוטט, ריבנו למחלוקס, רב לזם רבון, and they weren't משקיח בבסקו, because לא בשמיימי, רב לזם מחלוקס, בישם בייס הלל, he passed like Bill's Hill based on the בסקו, because when it comes to Rebbe Lazar and the Chomim, we have a Roiv, Achay Rabim Lahatris. Mashenki and the Machloek is Beishami Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the Roiv. Beis Hillel is Doch the Roiv. Just the only Shaila is, do we follow Beis Shammai Mishum de Machadid Yitvei? Maybe we follow Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai was sharper. And that the Baskol can come and decide. B'chay Gavne as Lina Basol Baskol. And as that foul, we go after the Baskol. Because here the Baskol is deciding. Here the Baskol is not, we have a suffix, meaning Al pi klalei apsak, you could follow the Mechadidi Tvei, the sharper ones, Beis Shammai, or you can follow the Roiv Minyan, Beis Hillel. So what do you do? So here the Baskol could be Machriya. That's what we said, Pshat and Tosfos is. So the Aruch Lener and Yevomis there explains what Tosfos means in their Teretz, not like we just said, but rather when Tosfos is machalik between this case and Rav Lazar and Lachomim, when Tosfos says that Beis Hillel was Roiv, just where Besupik maybe Beis Shammai is machadid Yitvei, what Tosfos means in their Teretz is that the halacha is like Beis Hillel is not out to the Baskol, but rather because we go follow Roiv Gavro. We follow most of the people, and we don't follow the Mechadid Yitvei. We don't follow the sharper ones. In other words, it's not the Baskol that was deciding. Baskol wasn't Machriya B'chlal. It was rather because we follow Roiv Gavra, and we don't follow the sharper ones. We follow the majority of people, not the majority of wisdom. But now mitzad the Baskol, that's the Och L'Nei Teretz. And there the Aruch Lener asks from the Gemara in Eruvin, Ne'emad Zachu Beis Hillel L'Kvoy Halacha K'moisa. The Gemara gives a reason why we follow Beis Hillel, and the reason is not because they're the Roiv. Why does the Gemara in Eruvin 13b say we follow Beis Hillel at Roiv? That's the Kasha of the Aruch Lener. Wherever the Ramban in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Gimel says that Gam LaHalacha, there's a nidon of Roiv Chochma neged Roiv Gavro. We don't know what to do. In other words, Aruch Lener takes it as a double push to follow Roiv Gavro. But the Rabbits Mavur and the Ramban, Sanhedrin 23a, even the halacha, it's not push it whether we follow Roiv Chochma or Roiv Gavro. See there in the Ramban and also in the Chinuch in Mitzvah in Ches, in the Ritvin Yavam is Yudal Ramban Aleph. So, this inyan wasn't Mukhor Bebaskol. Uhu chara kebeis hillel neged kebeis shammai umishum baskol. So according to the Aruch Lener's Mahalach, we're not following the baskol. We're following Rov Gavra. And not Mechadid Yitvei. That's how we're following Beis Hillel. But not out to the Baskol. But again, this is difficult because we have in the Rishonim that it's not Pashit. whether you follow Rav Gavra or Mechadidi Tfei. Ishka zeni don. So it must be that, like we said, the Basco was Machria. The Basco was Taka Machria, that you follow the Rav Gavra. Kishain Hachra, Mahani Basco. When there's no Hachra either way, then the Basco is effective. Ayim B'Shem Gedolim Lachido, and Rechas Yudois Reshchov Beis. Who asks on the Sefer Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, which is a ligat of Tshuvas, that Rav Yaakov Halevi Mimirvis Mibalei HaTosfos received on his She'elos Chaloim. And Reuven Margolios has his own hotzah of this Sefer. And there's a discussion in the Psicha about She'elos Chalom and Psikas Halacha Min HaShemayim. And there's a beautiful tshuva from Rav Avadi Yosef in the first volume of the Abi Omer, Lamed Tes Mem Aleph, where he talks about women making brachas and mitzvahs and gramas. So there also he gets into this whole shaila, and Rav Avadi Yekadark, we've known something Chelek Aleph. And he's a younger man, but still his bikias is simply breathtaking. Al Koponim, we have the Kashi of the Chidah and this Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. Sheikh Samachal ze, the Torah lo b'shamayim. What do you mean Tshuvas Min HaShemayim? What right do they have to give us Tshuvas Min HaShemayim? Lo b'shamayim. So based on what we said, if there's no hachroa, it's like the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So then we can follow Shemayim. Gemara Menachos 16a, Yirava de achzi b'chilma. It should be the will of God. I should see it in a dream, that my suffix should be resolved in a dream. B'choros nanvav Rashi divor maschil. Richa zoi b'choros tafei Menachos peital and beis b'pasuk from Gemara beis b'saras shas. So what's pshat that look in these sources where they discuss this in, you know, pshita sofik al yidei chalom. So what's the pshat that he's asking that his sofik should be resolved by a dream? What do dreams got to do with it? So the answer is b'makom sofik vada yochel akabel achoras shemaim kachoras chacham. In a case of sofik, a person can definitely receive, accept the achoras of shemaim, like the achraz of a chacham, and it has nothing to do with Torah lo b'shamayimi. When a person is already misupik, and there are no klalei psak that go against it, then you're allowed to receive from Shemayim. Frek the Gemara and asks the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and Dav Kufches Amud Beis, is one allowed to write the tefillin on the skin of a pure fish? That's the shayla. First the Gemara says, what's the shayla? Does it have skin? Does it not have skin? The Gemara proves it's chotzes b'fnei tumah. It does have skin. So then the Gemara says that the Shaila in fact is whether or not the foul smell has ceased from it. So the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to decide whether or not the foul smell has ceased from it. Eliyahu is going to come and tell us if the foul smell has gone away. So, Rashi there writes that Mayim Yavo, Heter v'Isser ein Talubo de lo b'shamayim. Heter and Isser isn't telling Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not min HaShemayim. Right? The Gemara says, Ma'o lichtov tefillin aga b'yor shel doktor, se'am aleim Yavo Eliyahu v'yoyma. If Eliyahu comes and says, so the Gemara says, what does it mean if Eliyahu comes and says? Heter v'Isser ein Talubo de lo b'shamayim. Heter and Isser is not telling Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Gemara says, so what does this mean? What does it mean? What is requiring clarification? So if the question is whether or not it has skin, we see from the Mishnah that it does have skin, and therefore it's a chatzitza b'fnei tumah. So the answer is all Eliyahu Navi has to do is tell us whether or not the bad smell has ceased from it. So what do you see from here? You see that Eliyahu Navi doesn't decide Isser v'Heter. Eliyahu Navi doesn't decide Shilas. Eliyahu Navi can tell us if this bad smell ceased. But as far as answering Shilas, paskening Shilas, Eliyahu Navi doesn't pasken Shilas. That's what you see from this Gemara. Maimi of Eliyahu of Yomer had to visser ain't Talibah, the Lobisha Maimi. Eliyahu Navi doesn't answer Shilas. And the problem is that we have a Maritz Chais already asks that we have a Kalal in the Gemara of Teiku. I say Teiku sounds like some sort of a Japanese martial arts, Taiku. But the Teiku means, some say it means Teikum, let it stand. But in the Sifra HaKlalim, it says it's a Rosh HaTevis, it's an acronym. Tishbi Yitare, it's Kushis Ubayis. Eliyahu Navi is going to answer our Shilas. V'heach Mahani Hachrat Eliyahu Badin. How does Eliyahu's Hachra help us in Din? We just see here in Rashi, Eliyahu Navi doesn't decide. Lo b'shamayimi. So the answer is, you can be makabel the Hachra of Eliyahu al pi shamayim. And Teiku is the Hachra of Chazal that's like the Beis Din HaGadol, Ayin Reb Elchanan and the Kuntres Divrei Sofer in Siman Daled. Bekiblu b'zeh hachoras Eliyahu b'zeh mechayivam kolchol kviyas Beis Din. So Chazal are the Beis Din HaGadol, and they were machriya like Eliyahu. When it says teiku, they said, "All right, we're paskening. What's the psak? The psak is what Eliyahu Navi says." Now it doesn't always say teiku. Umnam lo b'chol bayot ne'amal loshem said teiku. If it doesn't say teiku, so then they weren't mekabel achra of Eliyahu HaNavi, and it's not mechayiv. And therefore the Gemara asks, Eliyahu mitzad atzmo is in mechayiv, lo b'shamayimi, like Rashi says. So the Gemara in Shabbos is correct. Rashi is correct. We're not that he needs our haskama, but we're explaining why. Because Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't decide for us, unless we say that he decides for us. Here we didn't say. In the Bilkei Yosef, in Arachaim, in Siman Lamed Beis, if Kandalit, he brings Nahagoyes, Reb Tzal, Ashkenazi, in Gittin 6b, Reb Eliyotar was with Eliyahu HaNavi. Reb Eliyotar, Eliyahu HaNavi was Shechich by Reb Yosar. He was with him often. Alright, so Reb Eliyotar should have chapped a rein and asked him all of his teiku shailas. What's the halacha here? What's the halacha there? So he brings there that there are two Eliyahus. So too he writes there in the name of the Rashba and the Saviad Lemenachas Mem Hayamid Beis that that not that there are two Eliyahus, but that Eliyahu can be Mefarish Dinim. In other words, if you say that there are two Eliyahus, it means he was with the other Eliyahu. He wasn't with the Eliyahu that's going to be Mataritz Kushis Ubayis. And then in Takan Rashbi, he writes that Eliyahu can answer Shilas. Aye, what about the Gemara in Shabbos Kufches, that Eliyahu and Navi can't answer Shilas? So the Birka Yosef, he writes Bipshitus, that Alpi Eliyahu is not Alpi Nevu, it's Alpi Chachma. Eliyahu Navi is not answering with his nevuah. Eliyahu Navi is answering with his chokhmah. And see also in the chedushim of the Briska Rav in Parshas Pinchos, also writes that the pshitus Eliyahu mitzad Eliyahu is miseder haKabbalah. He's part of the transmission of Jewish law of wisdom. The Rambam writes down, and mitzad that where mekabel zachron al pi nevuah, just the Birka Yosef asks that it's true. Then how come in the Gemara in Shabbos, why doesn't the Gemara say that Eliyahu HaNavi, what's the Shai? The Gemara asks. Gemara asks, Your ladder writes filling on the skin of a pure fish. So Menachem Yitzchak says, Im yavo liyo v'yoymer. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, Im yavo liyo v'yoymer? Rashi says, it's lo b'shamayim, it's not a problem. Why don't we say like the Torah to the Birka Yosef and say that, and the Bruch Skolov, that he's answering mitzad, not mitzad menevu, he's answering mitzad chochme, mitzad that he's one of the chachme HaKabbalah. So what's the Gemara's kasha, Menachem by Yitzchak? Oh, mayim yavo liyo v'yoymer, it's lo b'shamayim. No, it's on Lobash Maim Al Pinavuot. Just say Eliyahu Nabi is going to answer Al Pi Chochme, like the Zechronim say. Mai Kushat Agmara. So, based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That the Shita Mekubetzis that we quoted earlier, that Rebbe Yatzar was with Eliyahu Hanavi, was talking about a Teku, where we already said to be Samech and Eliyahu Hanavi. So if we already have Samech and we're told to be Samech and Eliyahu Hanavi, so when you meet up with Eliyahu Hanavi, so why don't you ask him all the shailas? Eliyahu Hanavi, we're supposed to be Samech on you, so in this shail, in this shail, in this shail, in this shail, you go through all the takers in the Gemara, so they'll let him answer those. And the Rashba, who says that Eliyahu Hanavi can be a Farish Dinim, is and that's why the Shita Mekubetzis answer is that why didn't Rabbi Yosser ask him all of the Teikus? Because where the Gemara says Teiku, so then Eliyahu Hanavi can be Machriya. So in an instance where the Gemara already tells us to follow Eliyahu Hanavi, so that becomes the base, they're like the base in a god of the Gemara. So in those cases we follow Eliyahu Hanavi. So why did Rabbi Yosser ask? So why didn't he ask Eliyahu Hanavi? So to the Rashba, who says that the Eliyahu Hanavi can be Mefarish Dinim, he's talking about the Gemara Menachas Mem Hamad Beis, Mikus Eliyahu Asi L'Darsha. Eliyahu is going to dash in this Pasuk. The Gemara says to rely on him. So you see that Eliyahu Hanavi can be Mefarish Dinim. The Gemara says to rely on him, we can rely on him. But in the Gemara in Shabbos, it's not a Pesach based in of the Gemara to be Somech and Eliyahu Hanavi with respect to the question of the writing tefillin on the skin of a pure fish. And there we say Lo b'shamayim hi. So we answer that based on our yisod. And if we already say to be samech al yonavi, to be samech al yonavi, the Gemara can decide that for us. But if we're not supposed to be samech al yonavi, so then meichi teichus al yonavi is going to be pasking shalos for us. Our tzchayis, this whole thing of Lo b'shamayim hi, it's a little bit of a sheila yoter madait, akademit kazot. You know, academicians like these types of questions, prophecy and Halacha, supernatural and the natural. So, touching on philosophy here also, philosophy, theology, mysticism. So, in the world of academia, they like these things. So, the Maariv Chayes Kayadua was a shtickle maskil, not chas v'shalom. In a negative way, he was very, very frum, but he was into some of these more academic type questions. Robertson David, she should live and be well. She's probably about 90 years old today. For his daughter-in-law, the wife of the Rosh Hashiva of Pachad Yitzchak. So her doctorate, famously, is on Maariv Chayes. She wrote about 50-plus years ago. And it's available online. You can read it. Anyway, the Maariv Chayes says in his Chedushim Techulin, Adav Lam Vav Amar Aleph, on Rashi there, it says in the Suffolk of Reb Chia, Yesh Nashchitim T'chila Batzof Olav. In other words, when you're in the process of Shchita, is it considered Shchita, or is it only considered Shchita at the end? It's an afkamina legabe the blood, is the blood machshir lekabel tumah, not machshir lekabel tumah. So the Gemara says it should be tolu la'olam. Rashi says until Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to decide. Ah, we see from the Gemara in Shabbos that there's no hachra of Eliyahu Hanavi. Gemara in Kufches about the orshal doctor, but based on what we said, Rav Chiya could be makabel hachra. As Rav Chiya is saying, I'm going to be makabel hachra of Eliyahu Hanavi. If Yeshna Mishchit El Tchil Bat Sofer or Lab, he's saying, I'm going to decide like Eliyahu Hanavi. Chia has the right to do that. The Gemara in Shabbos is asking, why? How can Eliyahu Hanavi be Mechayev Maariv Beit Ravina? If he's not Mekabel Zachura, Bamine Maariv Beit Ravina Merv Nachem Bar Yitzchak, can I write Tefillin like Abi Dug or Shal Dug Tar? He says, Eliyahu Hanavi will tell you. What do you mean Eliyahu Hanavi will tell you? That's not Mechayev Maariv Beit Ravina. So you see, it's not mechayivim. If he doesn't want it, it's not mechayivim. But if he wants it to be mechayivim, it can be mechayivim. So again, it's not an absolute blanket rule that Eliyahu HaNavi is not machriya. Just in general, he can't be machriya. But if we have reasons that he can be machriya, or anyway we have a suffix, he could be machriya the suffix, or we're makabel upon ourselves that whatever he says is going to be the halacha, that's going to be the halacha. We makabel ourselves in chazalar. And the Gemara has the status of the base, and I go to like Rabbi Chanan says in the Kuntres Devei Sefer. Chav, nirah bebiur divrei Rambam, the kevan shekol inyan lo b'shamayim he, hu lo mitzad she'achra'a b'Torah, hu al pi yud gimel midos. So what the Rambam holds is, the Rambam we discussed in the previous shir, is that since the whole union of Lo B'Shamayim is that the Hachra of the Torah is Al Pi Yud Gimel Midis, that we were given to decide based on these Yud Gimel Midis. So that's only B'Kviyas HaHalacha. Ein Zeh B'Kviyat HaHalacha. We had a stira in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Halacha Aleph, in the ninth parak, it's mashma that we only follow the, that we don't listen to a Navi. If he's coming to contradict, then we don't listen to him and he's chayiv misa. And the Kesef Mishnah asks from Halacha Dalid that not only lahakchish chayiv misa, Mishim shu neged ator, even if he's machri adin, he's considered a Navi Shagar. So why in Halacha Aleph does he say only if he's contradicting? Only if he says, nah, this mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. You don't have to keep this mitzvah. He comes to add, he comes to subtract, he comes to limit the time for the mitzvahs. That's Halacha Aleph. And Halacha Dalid, he says that he's chayev even for paskining a halacha. Not only if it's going against the Torah, but even just stamp to paskin halacha. Now he's not allowed to do that. So we ask that seemingly in halacha dalet, he says halacha aleph. In halacha aleph, it's only if he's going against the Torah that he's considered a navi sheker. So the answer is that two different mechayev. In halacha aleph, we're talking about where he's mamish misnabi b'sheker. So this wasn't given over to the chachamim. The Chachamim were only trying, were only there to explain Al Pi Yud Gimel Midos Torah Nidrashes Behem. They're within the framework of the Torah. And this guy, this Navi Sheker, is going against the Torah. This wasn't given over to the Chachamim. To add on to the Torah, to subtract from the Torah, to limit the time for the mitzvahs. That wasn't given over to the Chachamim. Adarab, this Kohach, if it were true, is only Mishamayim. It's not given to the Chachamim. The Chacham are only given what's already in the Torah, not what's not in the Torah. So this Koach would be, if it were true, would be Min HaShemayim, to go against the Torah. And that's why the Navi is Mischayev Misa. Because the Torah can't change, and he's going against the Torah. So that's the Mechayev in Halacha Aleph. That he's going against the Torah, what the Chacham don't have. In Halacha Dalet, he's Chayev Misa for a different reason, because he's going into the Tchum, he's going into the boundaries of the territory of the Chachamim, of deciding halacha. And it's not for him to decide halacha. It's not for the Navi to decide halacha al pi nevuah. You decide halacha based on the Yirgim Amidus Shatar and the Rashi's Bam. You decide based on the Chacham. In other words, now he's in the Tchum of the Chacham. If it's in halacha al, if he's talking about he's going out of the Tchum of the Chacham, that it's something that's supernatural. He says the Torah, I'm going against the Torah. He says God told me to go against the Torah, so there he's killed because Mechi Teis, we go against the Torah, to go against the Torah. So he's a Navi Sheker. He's adding on to the Torah, he's subtracting, he's limiting the time for the mitzvahs. And Allah Adal is chayiv because the Chachamim are machriya based on their own reasoning and not based on Nevuah. And therefore, if he says he's deciding based on Nevuah, Lo B'Shamayim is a Navi Sheker. So the reason the Rambam splits it up into different halachas is because they're two different mechayvim. One, because now he's in halacha aleph, he's in the supernatural realm. He's not in the realm of the chachamim. He's saying, I'm going against the Torah. I'm going against the Torah, you're Navi Sheker. In halacha dalet, he's saying, no, I'm within the framework of the Torah. I'm being machri halacha, just like chacham machri halacha. You think you're machri halacha like chachamim, lo b'shamayim. And again, it's not a kasher from Eliyahu HaNavi, because there we have a psak to follow. If you have a psak, then that's already, again, within the framework of the halacha. But halacha dalet, the mechayiv is lo b'shamayim, because he's saying, I can paskin out to Nevuah. You can't paskin out to Nevuah, not pitam. So, that's miyashiv, the steer between halacha gim, halacha dal, halacha aleph. And with Hashem, in the next shir, we will continue explaining the Rambam. And we are going to see, please God, more neflos mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. And I thank you so much for listening. It was delicious, and it will continue to be so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.